So on the rent relief side of things, now that we're kind of back to normal, I guess, I did find it interesting. It looked like kind of the average space size of the tenant was roughly, 30,000 square feet. I know you know this, but I guess to give kind of the rest of the group some background, what category of tenant would you put that in terms of kind of the average tenant size that was really seeking it?
Sure. And to be clear, really across the board, people were asking for rent relief from 10,000 feet to half a million. And as I said, a lot of those were asking just to ask. The group that we saw legitimately have the biggest need, that we saw really constrict, that we saw do the most layoffs, that even to this day is still kind of slow to get back to business, was really anything under 30,000 feet, which is to be expected. They're smaller companies, mom and pop type businesses, a smaller balance sheet, so they can't withstand downturn the way that a larger company can. And so those are really the companies that we saw ask. In a lot of cases, it was a short-term ask. They were able to continue to move forward because, again, a lot of the business lines that actually drive industrial business weren't as impacted by some of the shutdown. But really, it was the smaller tenants that we saw, initially kind of have their hand out for rent relief, who were asking for deferral of payments, and who, ultimately have still been a little bit slow to kind of come back to the market and start figuring out where they go from here.
Interesting. So the other thing I think initially, at least a lot of us attorneys were expecting and kind of got kicked around that turned out to kind of be an interesting issue was force majeure. So kind of walk us through what you saw, and then, we can kind of talk about both on the legal side and the business side, the impacts or lack thereof.
Sure. So, really right at the beginning in April and May, I remember a few deals in which folks were saying, hey, if we can't operate because of COVID, then we don't want our June 1 start date. And our conversations at that point were, okay, well, let's figure this out when we get to June. We're still negotiating the deal. We don't really know what's going to happen. Well, come to find out by June, they were ready to go. And there really wasn't any need for that kind of language to ultimately be in the lease. We saw another type of deal where they were asking for some sort of delay. Hey, because of COVID, if we can't operate, we need to delay. And what we ended up doing when a tenant was really forcing the issue was, okay, fine. If you really have to have this delay, we're just going to put some fences around it. It's got to be, you have to be unable to do business in the state of Texas. You have to be not declared a critical or essential business. And by the time you do all of those things, a lot of the tenants weren't really able to say, oh, well, we can't do business. And so, I point out a healthcare company, is saying, well, we want force majeure ability. And we were like, when are you guys ever going to not be able to operate in the state of Texas during this time? And so, as you mentioned, it was a little bit of a non-issue. Here and there, we saw some asking. Pretty quickly, that went away. And when it didn't go away, it basically became pretty ineffective once we created the rules around what would constitute an inability to operate.
And then, I know you started to touch on it. So kind of the next few topics I think we can discuss, as you mentioned, were once we got past the initial kind of scare and everyone started kind of operating under kind of the new normal. You mentioned a couple things. One, we talked about it a little bit, but renewals. You mentioned the short term. So let's talk about how the renewals looked and then what new leasing looked like kind of once the world emerged from kind of the March, April, May scare.
Yeah. So, when you think about the first couple of months, everyone was on hold. The few deals, and there were some deals that got done in the middle of COVID and in the middle of kind of the lockdown period. But honestly, a lot of those were already in play. They were ready to go. In more than one case, we saw a tenant come back and say, all right, I'll sign this if you give me 3 months free. Well, look, they didn't need the 3 months free. They just knew that we were kind of hungry to get the deal done. And we all looked at ourselves and said, yeah, we'll give you 3 months free. And so initially in that first 90 days, we were beginning to see an increase in free rent, both for renewals, which really was unheard of at this point, and then also in new deals. So before you'd have nothing on a renewal and maybe 2 or 3 months on a 5-year deal that was new. And then, for a while we jumped up to 2 or 3 months of free rent and maybe even, 5 or 6 months on a new deal. But that really quickly reversed. And we had actually, that surprised all of us. I think we all thought, okay, this may be a trend that's here to stay. If we can get a deal across the finish line, we're all going to give a couple extra months free to get this thing done. But the stuff I'm sending out today and certainly over the last couple months has not had that kind of concession. And so, what we've seen is that, so for renewals, rates are still very healthy. There's a couple things driving that. One, just general industrial demand is extremely healthy. And then two, a lot of groups are really not in a position to move right now. Even if they're doing well, they've got a lot on their plate, they're considering a lot, they really don't want to relocate unless they're forced to. So if we can tuck in a rate that is equal to the market, it really doesn't behoove them to move over 10 cents or 20 cents a foot. The biggest hesitation that we see on renewals, and really renewals or new deals, again, going back to that under 30,000 square foot deal, and even larger, but more majority kind of smaller deals, we've been approached many times by groups that are saying, look, we as a business are doing just fine. We economically are just unsure of what's coming. Our balance sheet is fine. We like Texas. We plan to stay in this market. Heck, we plan to stay in this space, but we are really hesitant to sign a five-year deal right now because we just don't know what's coming. And then it really comes to the landlord. How much do you really want that space back? Do you really think they're going to leave over it? How much do you want to be a good guy and give them 6 months or 9 months? It really, and each landlord has approached it differently. In a lot of cases, it's totally possible for the landlords to say, look, I know you're unclear too, but you've been a great tenant. Here's a market renewal. Take it or leave it. If you want to stick around longer, you're going to pay holdover unless you renew. And in most cases, they do end up renewing. Although we have seen a couple of landlords say, sure, you can have 6 months, but you're going to pay double rent. And if you don't renew, then you got to go away. And if you do renew, then we'll credit you back that extra charge. So there's some ways to look at it. But certainly at the smaller size, I think that's where folks, as I said, it's just an uncertainty that's making it hard for some people to really execute something long term.